listening to Sequentia by Susan Alexandra. Sequentia was designed from the frequencies of our DNA. Everything is frequency, and frequency is everything. This is Sherry Edwards, and the show is Sound Health on BBS Radio. The show is designed with you, the audience, in mind, and we try to bring you information about you and your health in the hopes of allowing self-health for everyone. I'm very happy that you could join us. Our guest this evening is Ron Garner, who is a natural health researcher, educator, author, and speaker. We'll be with Ron in a moment, right after these few announcements. I'm sorry about the mix-up of the shows that we had pre-recorded. We'll try to be more careful about that in the future. Don and the crew are doing their best, but everyone was just overloaded. We hope by next week, maybe even by Monday, to have the video ready so you can watch us do the show. That'll be fun. I've been in California for the last 10 days at the Agape Center. For those of you who are not familiar with Agape, it's a center for spiritual enlightenment in Los Angeles, headed by Michael Beckwith. You've seen him on The Secret. Probably seen him on Larry King Live. He was on Oprah. He invited us to Agape to meet with his ministers, and we did a private workshop that was filmed. Copies of that's probably available to the public. And it was just an incredible trip using vocal profiling, and we're able to see lots of miracles happen. I remember one of the young kids, 9-year-old, he was facing an operation because he had one leg shorter than the other. And it was simply a hip muscle that was too tight. It released in just a few minutes after we identified the muscle from his vocal profile. And it was incredible. He's not going to have to go through that operation now. We had another lady that was an adult asthmatic. And we were able to help her breathe. There was an 81-year-old woman who was just as sweet as they come. Really a nice person, joyous to be around. And she was embarrassed by her hand tremor. She said she couldn't even go out to lunch with her friends because she was so embarrassed about the shaking and spilling stuff. And we were able to help her stop those tremors. There was another very famous athlete who had a stroke that came to see us. His arm and hand, fist was all curled up. And we were able to help with that. And one person was losing their hair. We were able to tell that was B6. Oh, I could go on and on. It was just an awesome, awesome experience. We've been invited back on a permanent basis to be part of Agape. I'm very honored by that. Many organizations, health centers, private facilities, private doctors are bringing vocal profiling and sound health into their clinics because they know the potential for energy medicine, and I'm very grateful for that. And we are beginning, all of us, to take back our health. There's many wonderful people attempting to bring us personal choice in health, and Ron Garner is one of them. We had a delightful conversation with Ron, I think it was here in May, about the foods that we eat, our food supply, and how those things are making us less healthy. Today, Ron Garner is back, as promised, to talk about pH. Ron, welcome back, and thank you for taking time to be on BBS Radio.
Thank you, Sherry. It's my pleasure.
I heard all that stuff in the background. I wasn't sure you were still in line with us.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about your book last time, Conscious Health, Choosing Natural Solutions for Optimal Health and Lifelong Vitality. I'll get a little plug in there for it. Do you want to start with just talking about the book, and then we'll lead into pH?
Sure. The book was written as a result of my search for health. It began over 10 years ago, and I realized that drugs were not bringing health to me. They were taking my symptoms away partially for a little while, and then I was getting worse. And so I decided to start taking responsibility myself, and I searched for answers. And I was searching in the natural health field, started to find some answers, but even then a lot of things seemed to be confusing. Well, as I found the answers and started to bring my own health back, I thought, boy, wouldn't it be nice to have all this information in one book so that people can understand why it is that we lose our health and realize that we don't need to do that, and how can we turn that around to regain our health or prevent disease and stay healthy. So that's essentially what my book is all about, and it's written for the lay person. Everyone can understand it.
From what I've read of it, it's a whole system of like a year-long renewal of how to bring about change.
Well, that's true, because, you know, none of us loses our health in a week or two. It's over the years, and the body's the same thing. So as we work to regain our health, it happens in stages. And so we move into the program. We don't just dive straight in. We move into it gently, and we transition until we're doing more and more of the right things and less of the wrong things. And this takes place over time.
One of the things I noticed about starting your program was after about the third day, you don't even want the stuff. It just isn't appealing anymore.
Well, that happens. It varies from person to person on how addicted we are to certain foods, because, believe me, it is an addiction. Coffee is an addiction. Various cooked foods, meats, whatever, they are addictions. And so it takes some time to lose those, but as we start feeding the body the food that it desires and needs, the wholesome foods, the electrically alive, minerally rich foods, the body recognizes those and the tastes begin to change because we crave those. And then when you've been on good food for a while and you sort of go overboard and you eat some of the other ones, your body tells you right now, that evening, you don't feel good at all. And you want to get back on the better foods.
Well, two of my experiences were when I ate greasy meat, that's when I craved soda pop. And I started looking that up and found out that soda pop will dissolve a penny. So I figured maybe that it's helping some dissolve some of that grease and meat that I wasn't supposed to be eating in the first place. And the other thing that I noticed is wheat. When I, the third day off wheat, which I knew I was likely allergic to, all the puffiness of my skin and the swelling of my feet went away. So this stuff works that you're talking about.
Well, it does. You know, we were endowed with such a wonderfully intelligent body, which we typically just take for granted. You know, our body's job is to heal us and to keep us well. But our job is to give the body the tools that it needs. And if we think we can just feed our body anything and it's supposed to keep us well, it's not a miracle worker. The body is very intelligent, but it can only use what we give it. And if we give it garbage, there's going to be a certain amount of garbage result come back out.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Yes, for sure.
Well, we wanted to have you back to talk about pH. We have a pretty sophisticated audience here on BBS, but I don't think many people are familiar with the idea of little p, big H. Can you give a quick course in pH? And you are in and out of it in several chapters in your book. Why is that important? What is it, and why is it important to the body?
Well, the chapter 10 in my book, I entitled The Critical Chemistry of Health. And it absolutely is critical, because the chemistry of our body works best when it is balanced. So let's, for people who maybe are a little rusty on pH or acid alkaline, the pH scale runs from 0 to 14, with 0 being most acid and 14 being most alkaline. And 7 in the middle is neutral between acid and alkaline. And it so happens that that's where our body works best at the cellular level, right around the neutral. Our bloodstream actually is a little bit alkaline at about 7.4, at 7.365 to be specific. But our cells and the fluid in and around our cells need to be around that 7 stage. So as we continue to eat wrong foods, heavy on the meats, the pastas, cooked foods, acidic beverages like alcoholic drinks, soft drinks, the colas are some of the worst. They have a pH of about 2.5, as you said. You can dissolve pennies in that stuff. Imagine what it does inside your body. So all disease happens as our body moves down into that acidic area. The reason being is a couple of things happen. We start depleting the alkaline minerals in our body, and I'll get into that in a minute. But as we move down into a more acidic state, the body at the cellular level is unable to produce as much oxygen at the cellular level as it wants and needs. And so that's why we feel less energy, and that's why we're unable to fight off viruses and bacteria and all these things, these illness symptoms. So how does the body naturally balance itself or stay balanced? The body wants to be in homeostasis, which is the technical term for balance within the body. And it's a very interesting process that the body uses to balance. The body, first of all, if we were to have a very acidic meal, let's say meat and potatoes and perhaps some wine with it or something, they're quite an acidic meal. And let's suppose from the 7.0, that contents produced an acidity level of, say, 5.3 or 5.4 in the body. And if you keep doing that, it'll be worse than that. The body first uses sodium in the body, which are in the stores, to bring the pH up to 6.1. And then it switches over, it's like a relay race, and it switches over to potassium at that point and brings us up to about 6.8, which is a good level of neutral for the body. Over time of eating only acidic foods and beverages, the natural sodium storehouse in the body becomes depleted. In other words, when we are down in that pH 5 area, or it gets serious down into the 4s, cancer lives around the 4.5 area, 4.5, 4.8, where it really gets going. Oxygen levels are low. The body doesn't have sodium any longer to kick that up to 6.1. So, again, the body is so wise. What does it do? It goes to the backup plan. The backup plan is calcium. Now, when it takes sodium, it combines that with water in a certain process, produces sodium hydroxide, which is a base, and that neutralizes an acid. The same thing with calcium. It will combine and produce a calcium hydroxide, which is a basic alkaline chemical, and it balances out the acids in our body and allows us to excrete those acidic minerals, mostly through our urine. But where is the calcium in our body? Where's that stored?
Bones.
In our bones. Now, over a period of time, if the body has to keep borrowing from that, what do you think happens?
Smaller bones.
Osteoporosis.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where it comes from. And so the body naturally needs and uses sodium, and this needs to be sodium from foods, and one of the best sources is natural sea salt. It's up to about 70% natural sodium. Now, this isn't the unnatural sodium that we would get from sodium chloride in table salt. Sodium chloride in table salt, no other minerals in there, is so tightly bounded or bonded together that the body can't really break that down, and it becomes very toxic to the body. But when you get natural sea salt, which Celtic salt is a natural form, it's even moist if you buy it in chunk form and slightly discolored, that is a living salt. And with sodium in there and up to 84 trace minerals. So the body needs us to supply it with the chemical ingredients so that it can do its job to balance. And so essentially that's it. Now, how can we test to find out where we're at on this scale?
Well, can I back up just a minute?
Certainly.
what are we really measuring when we're measuring pH? Are we measuring some kind of mineral balance? Oh, what? You say it has to be 7. What are we really measuring?
What are we measuring? We're measuring two things. There's two pHs that we need to be concerned about. One is our saliva pH, and that essentially tells us our alkaline storehouse in the body or lack of it. When our body is balanced, it will indicate up around the 6.8 to 7.2. We are measuring whether we have adequate alkaline minerals in the body, mostly the sodium, potassium, which are the ones that are freely available to balance off the acids. We also, the other pH that we measure is our first morning urine pH. And because we're getting rid of the urine, that tells us what the body is doesn't want, doesn't need. It's expelling, it's excreting. And if we will find in the morning, if that is quite acidic, say a pH 5.5, that tells us the body is getting rid of acid minerals in there. So that's what we are measuring there.
Okay. With pH, like if your pH is off in your pool, you can grow algae and germs and stuff like that. Is that what we're measuring?
Yeah, we are.
In the body?
Yeah, we really are. And it comes back, Sherry, to the body's ability to produce adequate oxygen. Because no virus, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold can live in the presence of adequate oxygen. And so we, in a roundabout way, we're measuring the body's ability to produce oxygen by checking on our pH. When it's balanced at the saliva level, we know that we have adequate alkaline reserves in there for the body to do the internal balancing out of the acids that we take it in, that we are taking in. And when we measure our first morning urine, it's the first morning saliva as well. When we measure the urine, ideally that needs to be balanced too, up around the 6.8 to 7.2. That tells us that we are not taking in an excess of acidic foods and beverages. We are making the body's job easiest.
So it's a lack of being able to break down these things that there's some leftover acid, that's what we're measuring?
Yes, we are. We are measuring that in the urine pH.
Okay, I think people don't understand this because they can't equate what people are measuring. You know, when you do temperature, your temperature is high or low, and people understand that. You feel their forehead, but pH is not something you can really see or feel, and I think that's why people ignore it.
Well, you're absolutely right. We can't feel it, but we can see it when we buy pH strips in the health food store specifically for measuring this. And as soon as we wake up in the morning, we swallow two or three times, basically while we're still lying in bed or just after we get up. We don't walk around. We don't eat anything or drink anything. And as soon as you swallow two or three times, you bring some saliva onto your tongue and you put one of these little paper strips or plastic with a chemical on it on there. It's an indicator. And we look at the color and we compare that to a color chart on the pH strip package, and we can tell whether we're in the acid range or in the neutral range or in the alkaline. And we do the same thing with the urine stream.
I've seen these. They're like little measure tapes, and you just tear off a little bit.
Yes, that's correct. I prefer the ones, and you can find them if you search on the Internet, and you look for ones that are actually plastic strips, and they have a little pH chemical on the very end of them, and they're called Brilliant, and so they're very easy to see. Some of the paper ones, they're quite cheap, and it's very hard to note the color and the color changes on them. But I am never without those. Actually, if you want to get sophisticated, you can research and buy electronic ones that you dip in a solution. But for all intents and purposes, most people, these little strips are what we want to have and use. I have one in my shaving kit all the time, even when I travel. Periodically, I check myself.
And the brand name is called Brilliant?
Well, it's There are several available on the internet if you want to search for them. But I'm just going in the other room right now. I'm getting those out so I can look at them. If you'd like, I'll tell you what they are.
No, we're going to get a lot of email about how to get them if we don't put it on the air.
Okay. This one I ordered is out of it's out of New York, I believe, and it's called PHYDRION, Phydrion Brilliant Dipstick 5-9, and it's produced by Micro Essential Laboratory, Brooklyn, New York, 11210. I don't have a phone number.
Okay, well, we'll look it up, and we'll post it on our site.
Yeah, there. I know there are other sources. These are excellent. There are other sources that are similar, and they might be a little bit cheaper, but, boy, when it comes to our health, I'm willing to do what is necessary to know what I'm talking about, to know what my body is doing.
So absolutely people can measure their own urine, their own saliva. Can they measure their own blood pH?
No, and that's not necessary either. The body takes care of that. The body, at last, if all else fails, the body still wants to keep the blood pH as healthy as it can. So it balances out everything. It robs from other areas to keep our blood pH healthy. We do not. If we take care of the saliva and urine indicators, the body will take care of the blood. So don't even worry about the blood.
Okay, audiences, if you have a question for Ron Garner, the toll-free number here is 877-876-5227. In Canada, that toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And the direct line, 530-876-3222. And as usual, we are monitoring our internet. That's radio at vocalprofiling.com and soundhealth at soundhealth.org. So if you want to send us questions that way, that would be fine too. You were about to say, when I needed more explanation, okay, they find their pH is strange, what do they do about it?
They need to understand what is causing the pH to become too acidic. We need to understand what are the foods that we're eating that are causing more acid than our body can cope with, and the beverages.
Go ahead. I think we have a caller.
All right.
We just got a little beep on the line. Do we have a caller?
Yes.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Pam.
Pam, what's your question?
I check my saliva and urine regularly. And I try to eat the right kind of food, fruit and vegetables, little meat, and I still have a terrible time keeping my, you know, pH not so acid. We recently got an ionic water system, the Aquarius. It's supposed to, you know, you can drink the water that's like a pH of 10. And I think it's helping somewhat. But I was wondering if at night, too, if I maybe don't breathe deeply through the night, if that could make me more acid. I just seem to have trouble keeping it regularly alkaline.
How long have you been on a program trying to do this?
Oh, years. I mean, I've taken the coral calcium with aloe powder seemed to help somewhat, but I think that might have been a little hard on my kidneys. So I've tried the, you know, getting extra minerals. We just recently got the water ionizer. So now we're up to 10. And I notice it changes it pretty quickly. You know, if it is acid in the morning, then after I drink my two big glasses of the water, you know, to kind of flush the kidneys, then I can test it a little bit later, and then it's really, you know, pretty alkaline. But I can't seem to maintain it overnight.
Well, that just means that your body is still expelling acidic minerals. You've had such a storehouse of those. It really takes time to do that. There are so many factors that enter into this, whether you have heavy metals in your body, which are very harsh, and it takes a long time for the body to get rid of these, even when your food, you're doing all the things right. Be patient with your body. Understand that your body does not make mistakes. We do. It takes time to correct these things. You're drinking, the water that you're drinking is flooding your system with alkaline minerals only, and it's gotten rid of the acidic ones out of the water. So in time, this should bring a balance to both your saliva and your urine pH. I'll give you an example, a little interesting story of my own. Last year, even after knowing all these things, I had five crowns removed from my teeth. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get the last ones off there. Well, underneath of a lot of our crowns is mercury, and that's a very harsh, heavy metal. And over the course of time, all of a sudden, I developed some health problems. And once I realized what had happened, I found that my urine pH was around 4.5 to 5. My body was working so heavily. And this surprised me because, see, I had gone about 3 months without checking, mm-hmm. and it really snuck up on me. The one encouraging part I did have there was that my saliva pH was up around 6.7, 6.8, showing that my reserves in my body were okay. But the point I want to make is it took me 6 months to balance that out, taking chelators to help get the mercury and other heavy metals out of my body while the body was able to balance itself, and now I'm back up at a perfect 7.0 in the morning on both saliva and pH. Mm. So be patient. It does take time, but be persistent.
Okay. I do use the same pH paper that you do, and one source I get it for, it's like $10. I've seen it like $25 elsewhere. And that is from Dr. Robert Marshall, and I have a phone number if the listeners would like to check on that for $10.
Yes.
It is, let's see, 1-800-370-3447, and that's Dr. Robert Marshall. But like I said, I've seen if they want to sell it for like $25 other places, and I've gotten it for, I'm actually a professional dental hygienist, so we get it at our dental office for like $5. But, you know, the general price is like $10.
Yeah, and even if you order it from this, the main source, if you order five at a time, you will get a break on the price too.
Right, right. So, well, thank you for your information. We'll keep working on it then.
You're welcome, Pam. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ron, one of the things, thank you, caller, that was a great question. Ron, one of the things that we have found is ATP, which you can buy in the health food stores, and adenosine triphosphate. It will help bind with mercury when people are going through having their old toxic dental work done.
Okay.
So that will bind with the mercury and not allow it to take up the oxygen receptor sites.
I have not used that myself, and that's nice, that's good to know. There's another product that I have used, and that's called Natural Cellular Defense.
Natural
Cellular Defense, and that one is really recommended by Dr. Gabriel Cousins of the Tree of Life Center in Arizona.
Good guy.
Yeah.
And it's Cousins for you people that are out there. Another product, Gary Gordon sells Beyond Chelation. Do you know about that?
No, I don't.
That's a general chelator for the whole body. We usually put people with heart issues on that one. But as a side effect, it'll help detox some of these hard minerals. But you have to be careful with that because it does drain the iron out of the system. It has wobenzyme in it.
Okay.
We always check people, check their voice to see if they are have any struggles with iron before we put people on that.
Right.
This is good stuff for people to know about.
It is good stuff, you know, and it's very basic, Sherry. You know, health does not need to be complicated. But like the last lady, we do have to understand enough to be persistent.
You were talking about, before the caller, and we encourage calls, so we don't mind being interrupted.
No.
Okay, you find your, like Pam, your pH is too acid in the morning. She drinks a lot of water. What foods would you then suggest in the morning to help her bring that down?
Well, for one thing, we can't really just expect an instant fix. You know, the pH that we get during the day will vary, and depending on the foods that we eat and what the body is doing to get rid of the acidic minerals. By and large, we want to have enough raw fruits and vegetables. We should be supplementing with natural sea salt as a good supplement. There are other alkalizers on the market, but I prefer foods when we can get them.
This brings me up to a question that came in. Are there any vitamins that knock your pH off balance? That's just, we got five or six questions that's come in, but that's just one.
Are there any vitamins? I don't know about specific ones, and here again, I like to stay with whole natural foods if we can. And even supplements that we take, they should be food complexes, not individual vitamins. The body has difficulty using any isolated vitamin, like a vitamin B2, vitamin B6.
Mm-hmm.
Those produce imbalances. We should be finding foods that are rich in the complexes, because the body uses everything in trace amounts. And it combines a bit of this, a bit of that, and a bit of the other thing. And so what we are doing when we take isolated vitamins and minerals, we're producing imbalances in the body. Lemon juice and water in the morning, the first thing you get up, is an excellent cleanser for the whole intestinal tract, and it's an alkalizer when it gets down into the gut area of the body. Even though lemon juice is acidic going in, it has alkalizing minerals. And so that's an example of a first thing to take. I always have a half a lemon in water every morning. Then I transition to fruit, and I work on the raw fruit and vegetables with their juices. I juice. I use a Vitamix blender is my number one tool in the kitchen. If I want to cook some, I like lightly steamed vegetables. I use sprouts. They're very high energy foods. I sprout my own. Very high energy foods. Nuts and seeds, they should ideally be soaked overnight, because that activates them. It deactivates what's called the enzyme inhibitors in them. Makes them into living food. See, our body is electrical, number one, and you introduced the program talking about everything is vibration. Well, that's electricity. So everything moves into the electrical strength and viability of the body. We've been talking about the chemical balance. So the body is made up of electricity, the chemistry, and the third part, which we haven't even mentioned, but that's our whole belief system, because we do create through our beliefs.
We're going to talk about that. We just got an email in that says, preservatives, ? Nothing else. It just says question. Do preservatives cause the pH balance to go out? I think that's what they're asking.
Well, yes. Analyze preservatives. What are they? They are toxic chemicals. And anything that's toxic causes the body to deplete its alkaline stores in order to try to remove those. They also cause problems in the liver by congesting the liver, so the liver does not work as efficiently as it needs to not only detoxify itself, but to produce and metabolize all the various arrays of nutrients the body needs, all the amino acids, combining amino acids. And as I just mentioned that, Sherry, let's just talk for a moment about proteins that the body needs. What is the body looking for? The body is looking for minerals. We've been talking about that for the balance. And the body is looking for building blocks. And those building blocks in the body are proteins. But proteins are made up of amino acids. Those are the building blocks of protein. The interesting thing is that when we cook meats or cook food of any time, we lock those amino acids so the body can't break down and combine them. And that's basically why the body becomes congested and why disease begins to happen. We begin to have buildup in our colons, constipation, very foul bathroom odor. That's a clear sign that the food is rotting within us, the body can't use it, it's not efficient, and it backs up within the body, and the body becomes congested. And our preservatives, pesticides, all those things, those merely add to the situation.
So when you're saying eat whole, raw foods, some people say, oh, well, that's just too much trouble. And, you know, in just starting a little bit of it, I find it easy. You don't have to cook anything. You just eat it.
Yeah, here again, and in my book, I have a whole chapter on transitioning. And the key is don't make this tough on yourself. As I say, this isn't a takeaway diet. This is an add-to diet. So you begin putting more foods on your plate that are good for you. And over time, as you've indicated, it gradually squeezes the other ones off. You choose less and less of them. There is a guideline. We should be using 80% alkaline-forming foods, and there are charts in my book to tell you what's acid and what's alkaline. 80% alkaline-forming, 20% acid-forming. We work towards, and you're not going to get there right now, and don't do it right away, 75% raw and 25% cooked. And the reason for that raw is because that's where the electricity is. That's where the energy is. Once food is cooked, the enzymes are killed. There is no electricity in that food. And so we have to have enough there to naturally replenish the body's electrical stores. Each cell in the body is a miniature battery where ATP, as you say, adenosine triphosphate, is produced in the cells. That's the energy molecule. So the energy is formed in there and the oxygen is formed in there. Give the body these combinations, enough of the good kinds of food. We don't have to even do everything right. Give it enough of the good kinds and it'll produce health. You switch that around to our average North American diet. Some people eat no living food. But if you're only having, say, 20% living food, raw foods, and the rest of it is cooked, over time, the body becomes, the acids build up, the disease symptoms start to form, and you name the diseases, they begin to manifest.
I was recently in the airport, and McDonald's and a fresh food sprout thing was right next to each other in the airport, and McDonald's had four and five people deep. And there was two of us at the Sprouts place.
I know. People just, it's basically ignorance yet. You know, people just mm-hmm. don't, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. Ignorance is just not knowing. And that, again, is what my book is about, because once you read that and understand how the body was designed to operate, then we know we have a choice. Health is a choice. And so we then begin to choose every time we select the foods that we eat. But yes, most of the populace goes for the fast food, goes for the tastes, and the chemicals, preservatives, etc., have been put in the food to appeal to the taste, the sugars, the salts, everything else that is actually addictive to make us want more of them.
Oh, absolutely. I notice if I ever get a donut in the morning or some kind of pastry, I crave it all day long. But if I never put the first thing in my mouth, it's like being a sugarholic.
It is.
Or if I never have the first piece of bread, I don't want bread all day long. But it's torture if I do, and I know that.
Yeah, it's these are our addictions, pure and simple. They're no less an addiction than cigarettes. Alcohol is just in another form.
I'm going to ask you a question that may not be in your purview here. Why does the government allow foods that are so detrimental if they know it causes health problems?
Well, that's a loaded question, Sherry. To follow the money. Follow the money. Who has the influence to lobby, to lobby the people in power who make the rules. And it's the interests who are making most money out of it. See, we don't have a health care system. We have a disease care system. There is no money in health. There is money in disease. And so when we talk about the foods, they are part of that. We do it to ourselves.
Well, I think a lot of times it's time. You know, you can grab a box off the shelf and pour some milk in it and stick it in the oven instead of making au gratin potatoes from scratch. And it's a time factor. People think they don't have the time.
Once you learn how to use foods like a blender or a dehydrator, not a blender, when I say that, a Vitamix, because that's a super blender. Just, you can even make soups in them. It goes so fast. But you can make delicious foods in there. And you can learn to select raw foods and have good spreads on them. I spend less time preparing food now than I used to when I had to prepare cooked meals all the time. And I feel great. That's the difference, too.
Well, look at the commercials. Don't have time to make your family a good wholesome meal? Try our box of goody dum-dums or something.
Yeah, that's right.
It's there. You've talked a bit about if the saliva is off, that tells us our reserves are off. If the urine is off, it tells us our whole body pH is off.
No, let's just hold it a bit there. You're right on the first part. If our urine pH is off, but our saliva is on right near the 7,
mm-hmm.
6.5 to 7, it shows that our body is working hard trying to get rid of the acid, the overabundance of acid minerals in our body.
Mm-hmm.
We still need to keep helping it. Like Pam, who phoned in?
Uh-huh.
Yes, her body is still working hard trying to eliminate those acid minerals. And so it's an indicator where our body is at. Now, once we are fully balanced, if we want to, once in a while, we can go over to friends and we can eat what they prepare for us. And I do that occasionally, you know, rather than create a fuss. I'm not a stickler at all this. When your body is balanced, you can go and have a meal at your friends, and the next day you just get back to your routine again. You get back on the wagon, so to speak, because you feel better that way. Now, if you go out to restaurants 2, 3, 4 nights in a row, you really start to notice the difference after you've been healthy.
One of the things I noticed in your book, too, was about a soft drink. Will you tell that story or that piece of information?
Which one are you referring to?
How long it takes you to recover from that soft drink?
Yes. Well, the soft drinks, colas, Coca-Cola or the Pepsis, those sort of things, they're very, very acidic. They have a pH of around 2.5, and they actually require the equivalent of 32 glasses of pH 7 water to neutralize it. So, big time, that acidifies our body, which leads to a depletion of the sodium and potassium in our body, and the body starts eating away, using its storehouse of calcium from the bones. Is that what you were referring to?
Yes, and it's because a question came in that says, how long would it take me to recover from a beer?
Well, the chart I have, the information I have, is that a beer needs 18 glasses of water.
Okay. And the coffee
is 12.
12, okay. So
we've got another factor with coffee. We've got the caffeine in there. That's an interesting one. Why do people feel they have energy after coffee? Well, there was no energy in the coffee to begin with. There are no nutrients in there that the body needs to produce health. But what there is in there is caffeine. And the body, in its wisdom, says, uh-oh, guys, a poison has been dumped in our body. Gear up. And so it starts to release adrenaline into the bloodstream to increase the metabolism of the body so that it can process out the caffeine. In as a side benefit or a side effect, we have this increased energy from the falsely increased metabolism in the body from the adrenaline.
So they're running on adrenaline rather than real energy.
Oh, they are, and eventually It may take years and years, but it's very similar to what would happen if you went horseback riding and you kept whipping the horse to make it run fast. Sooner or later, that horse just can't keep it up, and it drops.
I want to get these questions in from the audience. Tap water. Does tap water have a pH?
Well, absolutely. Just use your pH strips and try it. Tap water varies from region to region, and most of our, absolutely all of our cities, have tap water treated with chlorine. And that acidifies, and chlorine has all other kinds of negative effects. But the least we should do, in my opinion, is to filter that out. I have a whole chapter in my body on water.
Mm-hmm.
But tap water, if it is filtered and treated to make it at least neutral, is okay. But many tap waters, and many bottled waters, by the way, have pHs about 5.5 to 6.5. They're quite acidic.
And choline is a negative ion, so that's why you're saying it makes...
Chlorine, yes.
Chlorine, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know which question to go to next. I puff up every time I eat wheat, usually within a few hours. Is that a pH issue?
No, it's not. It's an allergy issue.
An allergy issue.
So,
okay.
So what that person needs to do is avoid. When we have any allergy issues with foods, we need to strictly avoid those for a long period of time, work on detoxifying the body, and I tell you how to do that in the book. Allow the body to detoxify and clean out and start replenishing its nutrients that it needs to create health. And eventually, it will overcome those. Anyone who has food allergies has a liver problem. There's a liver congestion problem there, and the body is not able to accommodate these at all.
Hey, your book, Conscious Health, can they get it from your website? You want to give that out?
If you go to conscioushealth.com. CA, and it'll take you straight through to the page on my publisher's site, and you can read all about the book. You can order it from there. You can also ask your local bookstore to look it up and bring it in. I don't know whether it's still available on Amazon or not. It could be, but there are many stores you can get it. But conscioushealth.ca, and you can read more about the book. A sample chapter in there. You can look at the whole outline of the book.
Here's one. What is the most simple way to take care of pH balance? Does it come in a bottle?
There are some companies that sell liquids that come in a bottle that you can add to your water, tea, whatever, to alkalize.
So it does come in a bottle.
Well, alkalizers come in a bottle. It comes down to the chemicals which alkalize. Sea salt, a good sea salt, is an alkalizer.
Okay. Here's an oddball question. I think it bounces off of Pam's call. I've heard that coral calcium can balance your pH, but I can't see how taking a type of calcium that is supposed to be for a sea creature is good for humans. Is there any kind of supplement that I can take that will balance my pH? Okay, that answer to that is still the good sea salt. So
okay, but I'd like to address the idea of coral calcium. Yes, calcium will bring you to a neutral pH. But again, understand and try to wrap our heads around what the body uses. The body doesn't want to use calcium as a first resort. It uses calcium as a last resort. So if we take calcium in whatever form that the body can use, it is only using that to balance the symptom. It's not addressing the storehouse in the body, which is required, and that's organic sodium and organic potassium, which is the main one, the most important one being sodium from sea salt.
Okay, I think we've answered this one too. Do electrolytes have to do with pH?
Yes, in some way, but electrolytes basically are what's required for the body to run electrically efficiently.
Okay. Do you do counseling and coaching with people? How can people get in touch with you?
At the present time, I'm not doing counseling. I'm in the process of moving counseling and coaching. I do do teaching at times. Right now, I'm concentrating on radio programs. But that's a question that could be addressed to the publisher through the site that I gave you, at Namaste Publishing.
I don't think you gave us that one.
Well, consciousheath.ca gets
okay.
us into the Namaste site. It's just harder to spell and harder to get across on the radio.
Well, you are a delight to have on the show.
Well, thank you.
Very enjoyable talking with you. And we need to do it again. I think there's many avenues of health that people can learn from you.
Well, I would be pleased to. I'm in the process of moving, so Sherry, if you want to, when we're off the air or through the publisher that you contacted, I will have a new phone number, in a month.
Okay, we'll have Heather stay in close touch. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome, and it's been a pleasure talking to you too, Sherry.
And join us for the Monday show tomorrow at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Central. We are going to do Opal Winfrey's voice print, and that was by request. There's another one, but I can't remember what it was. We do take other requests. If you would like us to look at a public person and you have a specific question about them. Thought for the day, and this leads in right to what Ron Garner was saying. Life is not just instead of or isn't in either or. Life can be a basket full of additions too. So next time you think you need to make a decision about this or that, remember, you can likely find a way to have it all. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us.